play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. By Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. By Yam Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by First United Methodist Church in downtown Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Thanks for being with us for Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL. Galesburg on a perfect roll so far through the first four games of the season at 4-0. Panthers at 4-1, their only loss this season, coming to Moline a week ago tonight. Moline, coming off that overtime loss to Galesburg the night before, came out, played very well in defeating the Panthers on Saturday night. Meanwhile, UT coming off victories Tuesday and last night, they bounced back very, very well. Our starting lineups tonight for the Panthers: Makai Johnson, a 6'2 junior. Darius Rogers, also a 6'2 junior. Dasla Gideon, a 6-foot senior. Devontae Wright, a 6'2 sophomore. And Malachi Trice, a 6'5 senior. For the Silver Streaks, same starting five as we've seen so far through the first four games: Jeremiah Babers, Dre Egyptiaco, Alex Egyptiaco, Eric Price, and DeMarco Harden. We look down that lineup, you know, Steve, and we can talk about this as the night goes along here. It's something we really haven't addressed, but Streaks don't start anybody over 6'4 or 6 foot, at least as the roster goes. It's not the kind of thing that other people are going to look at and go, wow, that looks really intimidating. So we're going to talk about what makes it work so well for them as Jeremiah Babers hits a three from the corner to start off the game. I guess it's things like that that make your team successful.
Great start, good ball movement, played with a purpose there and with confidence.
Jeremiah,
that first possession.
Coming off a great game last night. Here's a tip into the backcourt by Jeremiah, and it's actually not tipped. It was just lost by Devontae Wright out near midcourt. And he looks a little perplexed. I think he thought Babers got a hand on it, but instead it's a UT turnover.
Over good start.
Back. Yep. Babers into the front court. Something Ryan Hart has talked about with us just since yesterday a couple of different times is getting off to a good start against UT, and you can really take him out of that zone. Now UT tips the ball out of bounds right in front of its own bench. Streaks will hang on to it.
Got caught there in the corner with a lack of floor balance, and in that corner, not a good place to be.
Freshman lost, sophomores lost, varsity trying to turn that around. Here comes a trap right in front of the scoring table. The pass into the corner, Egyptiaco. Dre shot a little bit short. Rebound chased down by Jeremiah. Babers got bumped by Price. Tries to throw it off a UT player who did a nice job of avoiding it. Ball skips free, and the Panthers pick it up. Into the front court comes UT. Silver Streaks on top, 3-0 here in the early going. Dribble on the left side, Darius Rogers. Skip pass back into the corner it goes. Touch pass from Trice to the outside. Three on the way. Won't go down by Wright. Long rebound out to Eric Price, who will bring it across midcourt himself. Little hesitation dribble. Throws it between the legs of a UT player. Tipped out of bounds by Price.
Yeah, went off Eric. He tried to, you know, push it away or shove it away to a teammate there and just shoved it out of bounds there. Our second turnover.
3-0 the Silver Streaks lead. So what makes this team work so well, Steve, despite the lack of height in the starting lineup?
The way the modern game of basketball is played is that five players seem to be all interchangeable. If they all have, you know, numerous skills, our kids do, it works really well. And this is a great balance of all those skills where these kids can do a number of things.
Here's a steal at midcourt by Dre. The run out at the other end. He lost it on the way up because Devontae Wright got back and knocked it loose. So he does a good job denying the layup at the other end. And the Streaks will hang on to it despite the turnover at midcourt. Left corner three. Harden puts it up a little bit short. Rebound off the back rim in the lane. DeMarco gets his own rebound, and the Streaks will reset. It's another thing about this team with the lack of height. Look how well they out-rebound their opponents, too.
And they've got to the glass here this first couple of times offensively to keep possessions moving.
Kylip Meadows into the game. Now to the outside. Babers for another three. Off the mark. Rebound underneath. Ripped free out of the hands of Rogers, but UT controls, leading the break into the front court. From the backside, DeMarco comes away, steals it, picks it clean, leads the break to the other end, weaves through the lane. Looked like he palmed the ball up high. Officials didn't call it. Into the entry. Here's Alex with a little one-handed flip shot inside the lane. Won't go down. Streaks are getting some decent looks at the basket. Just not hitting anything despite the Babers three on the first shot.
That's a good look in the, from the 10 feet there at the high post.
Still 3-0, 2.5 minutes into the first quarter. Malachi Trice up top. Now to the right side it goes to Makai Johnson. Jumper at the free throw line. Rolls around and drops through for Wright. And UT's on the board. Down one, 3-2.
Good offensive set there. They're going to pick us up 1-2-2 full quarter after a basket.
Waiting to trap into the front court. Streaks break it into the front court. Dre steps back from the left side. Three goes in and out. Rebound underneath. Controlled by the Panthers. Gideon.
That's our fifth three-point shot already. That's not something that we want to rely on all night.
Yeah, just because UT's playing a zone doesn't mean you just have to shoot over it all night long. Up top, a catch and a release by Johnson. His three won't go through. Rebound chased down. Meadows fights off a defender. Controls for the Silver Streaks, and back comes Galesburg. Entry pass down low, Jeremiah posting up, gets the shot up and in from the low block.
Strong move inside there, used his body as a protector there.
5-2, Silver Streaks by three, 4.5 minutes to go here in this opening quarter. Second road game for Galesburg, looking for its fifth win of the year. Jumper down low, in and out. Good look from the inside, but Johnson couldn't finish it off. Babers with a rebound to the other end. And an offensive foul called as Dre went to the low blocks, knocked down the shot, driving in from the left side. But an offensive foul called as the third Galesburg turnover.
And that could have been one that could have went either way there. But again, that's going to happen sometimes. Got a break on the road there.
That way, an official's timeout. 4:16 to go in the opening quarter. Galesburg 5-2. It'll be UT ball when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Don't you want to be a $100 winner like Todd Mines of Galesburg? Well, you could do that as well. Just get yourself signed up for our virtual WGIL button on our website, WGIL.com.
4:16 to go in the first quarter. Silver Streaks leading United Township 5-2. Galesburg girls in action at home against the Panthers. Senior night for the undefeated. And what's Galesburg ranked? Sixth, I believe.
Sixth in the state right now in the latest polls.
So a great start for Coach Evan Massey's team, just as it's a great start for the Silver Streaks boys, who are also ranked number 8 in the first 3A poll of the shortened season. And so if you are interested in listening to the girls' game, check it out on 92.7 FM or via the online stream, which you can find by going to our website, WGIL.com, through the GHS Girls Basketball tab. 4:16 to go here in the first quarter for the boys' game. With the Silver Streaks leading 5-2, it'll be Panther ball coming out of the official timeout. Price back into the game. Meadows stays on the floor. Alex Egyptiaku gets a rest. Into the front court, it's Gideon. Passes onto the left side to Davion Vallejo, who's into the game. On the right side, Johnson. Up top it goes to Vallejo. Brings it around. Now hands off to Johnson. Pulls it back up top. Lots of hands touching the ball for the Panthers. Dribble into the lane. Into traffic. Knocked loose. Picked up. Put up and in by Darius Rogers, who is their leading scorer on the season.
He had room to maneuver there and was able to get to the rim there and score it.
And he stuck with it, too. Streaks knocked the ball loose, but he hung with, didn't give up on it in the lane, and was able to recover and score. Now the ball in the backcourt batted away by the Panthers. Streaks will keep it.
Pass fakes are absolutely imperative here against this kind of zone to get the zone shifted with the fake.
Dre will bring it across midcourt, bounces it to the left wing, Meadows. Kylip took only one shot last night in the win over Quincy. Coach Ryan Hart is hopeful that he has fresh legs here tonight and can be a big help. Now a late whistle and an offensive foul called as Jeremiah Babers leaned out the elbow and the shoulder, pushed off his man. That's the fourth Galesburg turnover and the first of the game on Babers. Both of Galesburg's team fouls are offensive fouls. Into the front court, Gideon. Vallejo on the left side. Now up top, coming out high for it, is Rogers. To the right side, long three by Malachi. Tries airballed it, but it ends up in a pass and a lay-in to Rogers, and UT has its first lead at 6-5. So what do you think? You think that was a design pass?
No, that one wasn't. That was a shot there because it didn't have the kind of trajectory for a lob.
On the right side, Harden as the streaks trail for the first time in this game. To the left side, the kick out to Caleb Meadows and the pullback up top to Dre. Inside, spin move. Eric fade away in front of the rim and gets called for the travel. And that is Eric Price's designed move with a big stride that he takes. And sometimes the officials call for travel, sometimes they don't.
Yeah, that time looked like he fooled the officials. And I like Eric there inside in the high post with him being able to touch and create things there.
Up top, the handoff. Curling around to the left side, Johnson. Ball knocked loose, Babers, but right back to Gideon down low. Falling out, kicks it out on the wing. Vallejo for three, won't go. Rebound tipped out, a scramble for it. The save and the drive and an offensive foul called against Vallejo. Good ball movement by UT attacking the basket, but Jeremiah Babers was there waiting to draw the charge, and that's the fourth UT turnover and the first of the game on Vallejo.
And that's good basketball sense there. Jeremiah understanding and anticipating the next move by the offender there and picking up a big charge there. East Moline or UT had some momentum and a little zip in their step.
Streaks called timeout, 2:20 to go, a 30-second timeout. Chance to thank Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to East Moline tonight. You got the driving duties this time, Steve. 2017
Murano.
Murano.
Just a comfortable car, rides beautifully, nice price on it. You know, one of those that would make anybody a nice car there because it looks like it's very dependable, has all those bells and whistles that you need in it, and, you know, just another lovely, lovely car that Galesburg Nissan's provided us with. What a wonderful service, a great dealership.
And, of course, we want to remind you about the lifetime warranty available only at Galesburg Nissan for qualifying vehicles of under 50,000 miles or less than 5 years old. So it goes to all of those certified pre-owned vehicles as well as new vehicles. Best deal around, the extended or the lifetime warranty at Galesburg Nissan. Streaks coming out of the 30-second timeout. The drive and the flip up and in by Jeremiah Babers, who has all seven Galesburg points here in the first 6 minutes of the game.
And we're seeing him grow every night here in front of us. He's becoming much more confident almost each possession.
Still looking for his first double-digit scoring game on the varsity level. He's 3 points away from it here as UT turns it over. The steal by Meadows. The run out by Dre at the other end for the layup. And the Streaks now lead 9-6.
Where we're at our best there, creating a turnover and scoring points off on the other end in a run-out situation.
Five turnovers each. Minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Galesburg on top of UT 9-6. On the left side, they try to go backdoor. Gideon corrals with a bounce pass behind him. Misses the turnaround shot in front of the rim. Chased down for the rebound, knocked out of bounds by Gideon. And the Streaks will get it back, trying to add to a three-point lead.
As I said, and I alluded to it a little bit earlier and didn't go into it very much, but UT runs just some outstanding offensive sets that really get great opportunities for good shots on the offensive end.
This is about as active as a UT team as I can remember.
Very athletic out there.
Yeah. But the Streaks are on top by three with a minute 10 to go here in the first quarter. Alex Egyptiaco back into the game, replacing Babers. Dre up top, right side over to Harden, gives it back to Egyptiaco with 60 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Second road game of the year for the Silver Streaks. Streaks trying to find an opening in that UT zone. There it is. Alex on the baseline. Pump fakes, gets fouled. He'll go to the line shooting two.
Again, good job of pass fakes, penetrating with the gaps, getting an inside close shot there, and free throws.
Davion Vallejo, second foul, second team foul for the UT. So back into the game will come Makai Johnson. After the first free throw by Alex, he's just 2 out of 5 from the free throw line this season, trying to add to a three-point Galesburg lead. First one up and in. First point of the night for Alex. He had only 2 in the win over Quincy last night, but his defense was stellar as he was the primary guy to defend Jeremiah Talton for the Blue Devils throughout the night, and Talton was held to just 9. Now Alex misses the second one and then knocked out by Eric Price on the rebound.
And, Brad, you probably won't see a better defensive job done all year on Talton as Alex did last night.
10-6 Silver Streaks in the lane. The kick out from Johnson now to the baseline. It goes to Trice. And a foul as he drives baseline to go up for the shot, and that'll be the first of the game on Alex. Third team foul and two shots coming for Malachi Trice.
And the situation there was is that problem was created when we didn't stop dribble penetration and our rotations have to occur, and then you got to cover up, and it creates those kinds of good opportunities at the basket.
Well, whether they know it or not, the Streaks may have fouled the right guy on the floor. In fact, the whole UT team is struggling from the free throw line. Trice is just 1 out of 7 from the free throw line after missing the first one. Second one on the way looked much better, and he made it.
And believe it or not, free throws are something that you need lots of repetition with in game-type situations. So it's not surprising. Everybody down a little bit with that.
Tip into the backcourt. UT comes away with a steal. And the layup at the other end goes to Amarian Roberts, who checked into the game. He created havoc on that, getting the tip in the backcourt, and then chase down the loose ball for the layup. It's 10-9 Silver Streaks. Alex into the front court with 20 seconds to go for the quarter. Dre with it, working his way right to left near the top of the arc. Picks up his dribble. Inlet pass to Eric. Shoots from the high post, off the front of the rim. Rebound down to the baseline. Picked up by Roberts. UT looking to regain the lead. 3 seconds to go. Leans in for three. Bank off the rim. Won't go for Roberts, and that's the end of the first quarter. 10-9 Galesburg after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Turnovers for us.
Yeah. Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
One quarter gone at the Panther Den at United Township High School. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. Tight ball game through one quarter, 10-9. Silver Streaks by one. Pretty much exactly what we figured we were going to get up here.
And that's exactly what I was going to say. This is what I expected, a tight ball game here that's going to be hotly contested. Both ball clubs pushing their opponent to the very limit. And ask no quarter, give no quarter here. I think this is going to go right down to the wire here. Two fine ball clubs that are going to make the other look bad at times. That's for sure.
Silver Streaks like to see them get away from shooting the three-point shot too much. They started off getting a little too perimeter jumper happy, did a better job, I thought, in the final 4 minutes of that quarter.
Yeah, got the ball inside, penetrated the gaps, dumped them off for the much higher percentage shot.
I have both teams shooting 4 for 10.
Yes,
sir. I have both teams shooting 1 for 2 from the free throw line. I have both teams with 6 rebounds. And I have the Silver Streaks with 6 turnovers and the Panthers with 5.
That's about as close as it could get statistically.
Right down to the time on this, or right down to the score on the scoreboard at 10-9, which, speaking of the scoreboard, it's gone out. There are some numbers up there, but the most important thing that needs to be on the scoreboard right now is the clock, and that's out, along with the scores for both teams. They've got the individual player numbers, the fouls, and the points, but they don't have any of the main scoreboard functions. As now they have that back up there, and it looks like everything is accurate. So whatever went out, it kept accurate track of where we were in the game. So that's caused a little bit of a delay here. And Ryan Hart out in the middle of the court with his 5 players huddled around, using both coaches using the extra time for an extended timeout here. And Coach Hart really working up his players right now. Babers will come back in to begin the second quarter, along with Meadows, Alex, Andre Egyptiaco, and Eric Price. See who Ryan Weber sends out when they break huddle.
I'm not sure what the delay is at this point in time. Well, now they've got the clock set at 7:53 or 7:57.
I wonder if they were just checking to make sure it was
working or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I wonder if they'll reset it here now to 8. Yep, there we go. If you may have been able to hear in the background as we were talking coming out of that break how long the buzzer sounded. So that's been an issue here at times tonight, that it is sounded for that long. So I do think they are having some technical issues over there. But that's the first time we've seen the problem with the scoreboard. We're ready to go. We're underway now in the second quarter. UT ball, Silver Streaks on top, 10-9. Cut off in the lane. Johnson kicks it out. The dribble drive by Gideon. Couldn't finish it off. Good rebound by Eric Price flying through the lane. Back come the Silver Streaks, leading by one. Babers up top. Leading scorer in the game with seven. Has the ball in the midcourt circle, looking over the UT defense. Meadows with it now on the right side. Into the right corner, back to Jeremiah. Pass down low to Eric. Trying to square up. Gets around his man. The ball circles around the rim twice and falls through.
Fortunate there when the ball got on the floor twice. They collapsed, but he was still able to get it off. Good talent there in terms of being able to finish that and use his good ability, good touch around the basket.
First basket of the game by Eric Price. He just passed Victor Davis for 24th on the all-time scoring list. And rebounds a miss at the other end by Rogers and then gets fouled.
And, you know, talking about Victor Davis, what a terrific player and a terrific person.
Yes.
And what a pleasure to coach. Great ball player. His best years were ahead of him, and he had a great career at Illinois Wesleyan.
Yeah, really finished strong for the Silver Streaks that senior year. Here's another tip into the backcourt by Omarion Roberts. Chased it all the way down to the baseline. That's the second time he's done that. Only last time he was able to catch up to it and finish it off with a layup. This time he cannot catch up to it, and it's out of bounds. Streaks will have to take it the length of the court. Harden back into the game. Dre Egyptiaco will sit down. Meadows stays on the floor with Babers, Alex Egyptiaco, and Eric Price. 1-2-2 full court zone trap. Streaks get it across the middle with Alex. Now into the hands of Kyla, back to Babers. 6:40 to go, first half. Silver Streaks with the ball by three. 12-9. DeMarco, right wing, quick three, missed it. Weak side rebound, Eric with a putback high up and in.
And he's going to be a key inside there with his ability to get stick backs on the offensive glass.
He's already got four rebounds in the game to lead both teams. Firing it into the left corner, Devontae Wright misses a three, and the weak side rebound underneath DeMarco Harden. Streaks trying to build on the lead here. Jeremiah finds an opening in the lane, the kick out to Price in the corner. Now gives it to Alex. Jump stop. Fires it back out. Price from the left corner. Hits!
And that's the way you run zone offense there. Get the ball moving. Penetrate the gaps. Find somebody for an opening. Good execution by the Streaks there.
7-0 run by Gelsberg to start the second quarter. Forces a 30-second timeout by the Panthers. And Coach Ryan Hart, I alluded to it earlier. I don't know if we ever completely finished the thought, but he talked about, and I do think he mentioned it in our post-game interview last night. If you can get out to a lead on these guys and get out to a fairly sizable kind of lead, get the game going in this kind of way, then you might be able to force them out of that zone. And we know the Silver Streaks will play much better if they're playing against a man defense instead of a zone defense. So that's one of the strategies that Coach Hart was hoping his team could accomplish here tonight.
Yeah, and that's, you know, if you can get them out of the zone, that's certainly a big factor, and we're much better there. Although we were executing these last number of possessions very good against it. Here also, and I think that Coach Weber would say this, that their firepower at times, they've got a lot of talent out there, but they can't always finish in terms of their scoring, and it gets tough for them when they get behind of being able to catch up with enough firepower point-wise. But still too early for any of that. Streaks got to get stop after stop here.
Coming out of the Panthers' 30-second timeout, Gelsberg leading by eight. Up top, Makai Johnson gives off to Devontae Wright. Gives it off to Gideon at the top of the arc. Now here's a steal. Bad pass behind him. Eric intercepts with a run out at the other end. He's got nine straight points in the quarter to fuel this 9-0 Gelsberg run. And the Silver Streaks lead by 10 now, 19-9. And some careless UT turnovers have added to this. Now here's a three by Gideon from the right wing, and that snaps the Gelsberg run.
And that's their first three-point field goal.
19-11, Gelsberg by eight. 5:16 to go for the half. Left side, Harden. This time he does get called for the carry. He got away with one of those earlier when the ball, I don't know if he just got lost the handle on it, the ball bounced up too high on him. It did it again to him there.
He got his hand on it and turned it over or carried it there.
Yeah, officials didn't let him get away with it that time. 19-11. Up top, the dribble drive by Gideon.
scoops it past.
Great move
DeMarco
there.
Harden in the lane for the basket.
Super move by Gideon there. Got a little bit of a dribble drive offense right now. Four round one and kickouts, and they get that going, they'll be very dangerous.
19-14, Panthers within five. Here's a drive in by Alex and contact down low. They're going to call a blocking foul. Now, that one I thought could have been a charge. The one on the Dre Egipciaco dribbled in from the left side, they called a charge. I thought was not a charge. So, what do they say? The basketball gods even everything out in the long run,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and that's what most officials would say in the most difficult call, the charge block situation.
Malachi Trice picks up the blocking foul, his first. First free throw by Alex up and in. Both of his points from the free throw line tonight. 20-14 is the Galesburg lead. A little over halfway to go here in the second quarter. Egipciaco makes both free throws. Streak's lead is back up to 7 at 21-14. Now the clock's not running. There it goes. Oh, well, it's just frozen. It dropped from 4:35 to 4:31 where it's stuck now. But it's actually still counting as it dropped to 4:24. So definitely some technical issues going on with the scoreboard equipment over there. Here's a drive by Gideon. Went up into the air, which is usually not a good idea if you don't have a plan with it. But the Streaks bailed him out with a foul.
And that's a real bailout there because he had nowhere to go.
No, he didn't. So it's a fourth team foul on the Silver Streaks. And it'll be the official timeout, first of the game on DeMarco Harden. 4:18 to go first half. Silver Streaks by 7. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you have your crash repaired at Dave's Auto Body, you may qualify for Detail for Life. We will detail your car for free 4 times per year for as long as you own your car. So if you would like us to help take the sting out of an accident,
you better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
4:18 to go in the first half at the Panther Den at United Township High School. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. Galesburg on top, 21-14, about halfway through the second quarter. Our understanding from Will at the studio that the girls' game is about to get underway at the Galesburg High School Fieldhouse. Between the freshman and the sophomore games, things ran a little bit long, and then they had senior night ceremonies tonight. And a pretty sizable group of seniors on the
Galesburg
girls team.
Seven of them, I believe, correct.
Yep.
Yeah, and that takes some time. And rightfully so, honor those kids for their and their parents for their commitment and dedication to the program.
And again, we're just so happy for these kids that we have the opportunity now to honor them on a senior night after the just the way life has gone in this last year. 4:16 to go here in the first half. UT ball coming out of the official timeout. Dasla Gideon. Right side it goes to Devontae Wright. Up top now to the pass, Malachi Trice. Gideon coming back out for it on the right wing. Starts his dribble, working his way right to left, guarded by Meadows. Pass up top. Wright trying to pump fake. Passes it up to Darius Rogers over onto the right side. Gets around with a screen and an offensive foul called. An illegal screen set by Devontae Wright. Price tried to work his way around it. That's the seventh UT turnover and the first foul of the game on Wright.
And that's one of those that we've seen as a point of emphasis the last couple of years. The illegal screen there, and it was right there, a ball screen, and we got the benefit of the doubt there.
I guess that was the second foul on Devontae Wright. Now the Streaks get it across midcourt against that UT trap. They had Caleb Meadows cutting in from the left side, but Harden couldn't find him. Now a spin move by Eric in the lane. Couldn't finish off the shot, but he gets fouled. Two free throws coming. That'll be the sixth Panther team foul, and Price will go to the line where he hit two big free throws in the fourth quarter last night, and helping secure the victory over Quincy, and that got his free throw percentage back up a little bit, but he's still under 50% at just 43.8 on the season. That one's up and in and drops through.
And again, excellent execution against that half-court trap of getting the ball dumped before you are trapped hard and getting in the middle, and Eric attacked the basket again.
Eric has all but two of the Silver Streaks points here in the second quarter, and he makes that second free throw as well.
Just continue to build that lead here and get stops.
It's 9 right now, 23-14. Galesburg by 9, and UT loses the handle on the ball, and the shoulders of Darius Rogers just drop. And that's usually not a good sign. You on a You know, as a coach, you don't want to see your players with that kind of body language. See if the Silver Streaks maybe can smell some fresh blood in the water here if UT starts to droop a little bit. Galesburg by nine. Right side, Alex. The kick out. Harden passes up the three. Drives. Pulls up. Teardrop inside the free throw line. Missed it. Trice with the rebound. And now fouled in the backcourt as the Streaks trap him. Three players surrounded him. Tried to knock it loose right in front of the Galesburg basket. That'll be the first foul of the game on Caleb Meadows.
And again, in that series, that offensive possession, we moved the ball beautifully, penetrated, dumped it off as we needed to, just couldn't get that teardrop to go down for us. But again, continue to execute against their zone like that, and that's going to bode well for us.
Silver Streaks have outscored the Panthers 13-5 here in the second quarter to take a 9-point lead approaching the 3-minute mark. The skip pass right to left. The touch pass to the outside. Makai Johnson misses a three. Good box out in the middle of the lane. Eric Price to come up with a rebound. Leads the break himself. Works his way left to the lane. Out to Harden for three. A little bit off the front of the rim. Rebound. Alex got it back. He couldn't finish it off. The tip up won't go. And into the hands, a rebound of Makai Johnson. Boy, good looks for the Silver Streaks.
Every chance in the world to get something that possession. Just lost it going out of bounds there.
Ninth turnover on the Panthers. And this is what Coach Ryan Hart likes. Get the other team sped up. Some teams can do it, but there are certain teams that he wants to get sped up so that they get to playing too fast, and it's working right now strategically against UT. 9-point Galesburg lead, under 2.5 minutes to go, first half. Skip pass left side. DeMarco driving in. Blocked from the backside by Rogers. Out of bounds. Streaks will hang on to it.
Good defensive play there by Rogers there, blocking that ball from behind there without fouling.
DeMarco's 0-for-5 from the field now. On the inbound, it goes out to Price. Top of the arc, misses from three-point range. And the rebound, Vallejo, for United Township.
And UT is getting lots of good looks. They're executing well. They're just not getting the ball in the basket.
Streaks started off red hot in this quarter, but I got them missing six in a row now. Up top, Rogers around his man, runs right into Alex Egyptiaco, holds his ground, gets the steal, layup at the other end.
And that's been their other bugaboo, turning it over. That's their fifth turnover. UT's in the period there, and a great job of scoring points off the turnovers by the Silver Streaks.
An 11-point Galesburg lead on the run out by Alex Egyptiaco. That's what happens when you get that good, strong football body in the middle of the lane. Some guy comes down there, he just runs right. Alex didn't move at all. Rogers just ran into him, and Alex just kind of looked there, and, well, there's the ball. So off to the races he went and finished. Did a nice job finishing it off in traffic down at the other end.
Great base. His lower half was just the way you needed to with the balance that you need there, and he's not going to get knocked off that in any way. Again, a great here sequence and run here, this particular stretch by the Silver Streaks here to get an 11-point lead.
They've now outscored United Township 15-5 in the quarter to build an 11-point lead, including 10 Panther turnovers for the game, 5 in each quarter. I want to talk at some point, and with us getting ready to inbound, it's probably not the right time, but I want to talk about the advantage that coaches have with that COVID timeout that's part of the game now. So it can be kind of
a shootout in the South leaves several
top of him, forced the tie-up, and the 11th Panther turnover now. Babers back into the game in the backcourt, leading the point. Trying to work away from the trap, gets it over to Alex. Egyptiaco across midcourt to the left side to Marco Harden. Now up top, Meadows. Minute 35 to go for the half. Streaks trying to add to an 11-point lead. Entry pass to Eric. Got position. Puts it up. High off the glass. Rattles around. Falls off. Gets his own rebound put back.
He's been relentless inside here tonight and done a great job around the basket. And, you know, at 6 feet or 6 feet one.
He's got 13 for the quarter along with 6 rebounds for the game. And the Streaks lead 27-14 with a minute to go in the half. On the right side, Vallejo. Out top with it, Gideon. Now into the hands of Rogers. Streaks have done a nice job defensively on him. He's taken only 3 shots. Comes in as their leading scorer. Has it now in the right wing. Puts up a quick 3. In and out. Rebound, Caleb Meadows. His second of the game. Into the front court quickly. To the right side, Harden. Skips it back out to Alex. Now over to Caleb. Up top, Babers. In the lane, poked away. UT with a steal. Leading the break to the other end. Nice job controlling his body. Rogers with the layup. as he just hung in the air long enough for Meadows to go flying
and
by.
I have no idea about the scoreboard right now in terms of the time. It's been all over the place up there.
22 minutes, 21 minutes, 19 minutes. That might be the second. Here's DeMarco with a drive in from the right side. And I think the Silver Streaks may have looked at the clock and thought, we've just got a score. We have no idea how much time is left. I think the minute hand might be the second hand. It's down to 6-5-4. UT may not be aware of what's going on. Gideon with a quick catch and a release up top, airballs it, and I think we're going to have the end of the first half. Yep, Ryan Hart's pointing his players to the locker room, and the Silver Streaks, what a good first half. 29-16, they take the lead to the locker room. We'll take a break. We'll take a look at the first half statistics. We'll take a look at the individual scores, try to get an update on other scores from around the area, and we'll get a word from the coaching staff coming out of the timeout. 29-16, Galesburg at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
All remaining new 2020 models are priced to move during the 2020 model sell down happening now at Yim and Galesburg. Hey, it's a chilly day, but the deals are hot with Jesse J at Yim Chevrolet. Every new 2020 must go, like a new 2020 Ram 1500 0% for 72 months. And the new 2020 ProMaster, only $24,361. Or choose 0 for 60. So come in and get warmed up today with Jesse J at Yim Chevrolet and shop the 2020 model sell down.
With approved credit at Yim for details.
Meet the all-new Buick Encore GX at Yim in Galesburg. The Buick Encore GX is a five-person SUV that fits your life with a fold flat front seat and cargo options for the stuff you and the gang will need to get the most out of where you're going. The Encore GX is stylish and intelligent with the tech you need everywhere you go, such as available Alexa built-in. It's a great fit for your budget, too, with 0% financing for up to 72 months, plus rebates. Come out for a test drive and discover the all-new Buick Encore GX at Yim, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center tackling the centuries-old mystery of the candy heart.
Not only are they an acquired taste, but those sappy quotes.
I say we change them. Instead of be mine, how about marry rich?
It's hard to see the romance when your car's been damaged in an accident.
But when you bring it into Bates, that's when we show you the love.
And return your car to you as quickly as possible with a factory perfect repair guaranteed.
You gotta love that.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Home ownership is one big to-do list unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift. And if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report. Brought to you by First United Methodist Church on the corner of Kellogg and Ferris in downtown Galesburg. And online at firstumcgalesburg.org. Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at the Panther Den at United Township High School. Brad Benowitz. Steve Cheese has been with you. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. Silver Streaks outscore United Township 19-7 in the second quarter. Lead at the break 29-16. Just a lot of good things happened in their second quarter, Steve. What were you kind of look at that sort of pleased you the most about what the Silver Streaks did?
I thought that I can't say that's the best quarter for us in the season, but within where it was in the framework of the game on the road against a great, you know, against a fine opponent, that's about as good a quarter as we played. I thought we did a great job defensively in making them play faster than they wanted to on the offensive end, getting them to commit turnovers. They had six of them in the period. That's uncharacteristic of a Ryan Weber ball club. And then we converted. You know, we've been doing a really good job of scoring points off of turnovers. Down there against their very good half-court zone and their full-court trap press, we moved the ball, we used pass fakes, we got shots inside the way we wanted to, and we didn't rely on the three. Like, you know, you can really settle for threes against zone, and we got the ball inside. We got second-chance points. Eric was just a beast inside there, so all in all, did a fine job and also stayed out of foul trouble, which is a big-time bonus to boot. Just a really fine quarter here that, you know, we've got to be very pleased with, but we can't rest on our laurels because, you know, our history here, they're very good here in this place. Even without this crowd, they're very good. And it's an outstanding coach on the other end that's going to try to make some adjustments. We cannot be satisfied. We've got to come back out and that old proverbial nothing to nothing and continue to try to do the things that we can do here, that we've done here, which are things legitimate. Pass, fake, penetrate, play good defense, rebound, those kinds of things.
Let's go ahead and take a look at our first half statistics with the Silver Streaks leading by 13 at the half. What do you have for the team numbers, Steve?
Shooting-wise, Streaks 11 out of 25 for the first period, or for the first half, 44%. Again, got six more shots off than they did. 2 out of 9 with a three ball, and a lot of that was early. We were much better in the second period. UT, 7 out of 19 for 36%. Just struggled there, and again, 3 out of 9 in the second period. 1 for 9 with a three ball. We out-rebounded them 15 to 10, including 10 to 4 in that period. And again, a real key here, we committed 2 turnovers in the second period for 8 after 6 early in the game. They committed 6 in the period, have 11 at halftime. And again, we scored a bunch of points off their turnovers to extend this lead here, 29-16.
Free throw shooting, Silver Streaks 5 out of 6 as a team, while the Panthers were 1 out of 2. One quarter gone at the GHS Fieldhouse. And our good friend Jeff Lamb lets us know that the Silver Streaks girls are having their way with United Township on senior night there, 20-4, with Coach Evan Massey's team in command early there. Here are the Silver Streaks boys. Great start as well, 29-16 the lead at the half. When we come back, a word from the coaching staff, a look at the individual scoring numbers for both teams, and we'll check out some other scores from around the area as well. Galesburg by 13 at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I can't get these headaches to stop.
Could it be your glasses from 8 years ago? And I love you, but you are much too cute for these outdated frames.
Hey!
Just saying, Kehoe has designer frames and the best eye exam available. You're worth it.
When you go to Kehoe, you'll see better after you get the best eye exam available. You'll look better with stylish new glasses, and you'll feel better because any nasty side effects from not seeing will be gone. See, look, and feel your best.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower, and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with 2 fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Not finding the home you're looking for? Maybe you're just not looking in the right place. See the latest for sale by owner listings at galesburg.info, keyword FSBO. View pictures and descriptions of the properties and tap into a great local resource. Galesburg.info, keyword FSBO.
The official WGIO forecast, partly cloudy and a low of 21 tonight. Cloudy tomorrow with snow in the afternoon, 1 to 3 inches of accumulation, high 33. Maybe a little more snow before midnight tomorrow night, otherwise cloudy, a low of 25. Sunny Monday, a high of 37. Partly cloudy, low of 30 Monday night. Tuesday sunny, a high of 42. Partly cloudy, 31 Tuesday night. Wednesday sunshine and 38. Right now it's 24 degrees at WGIL.
Delivered your email inbox every morning. The WGIL Morning Brief with local news headlines, sports, and weather. And it's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Halftime at United Township. Silver Streaks boys leading the Panthers 29-16. Individual scoring. Darius Rogers leads UT with 6. Das Legedian with 5. Then we go Omarion Roberts, Devontae Wright with 2. Malachi Trice has 1. For the Silver Streaks, Eric Price leads both of the main offensive categories, 13 points, 6 rebounds. Jeremiah Babers had 7. He had the first 7 points of the game for the Silver Streaks. Alex Egyptiaco with 5, including 3 from the free throw line. Dre Egyptiaco and DeMarco Harden each with two. Other Western Big Six scores, Rock Island leading Moline at the half 50-28, and Quincy with a lead over Sterling at the half. Where'd that score go? I just had it in front of me. I believe they're up by 7, if I remember right. I'll check that out. Teams are back out onto the score, including on the floor, including the Silver Streaks. Let's go down courtside. Steve Cheeseman is with assistant coach Steve Hawkins.
Back here at halftime at the UT Panther Den. Streaks have a, if we can figure out the scoreboard, I believe, 29-16 lead Hawk. Really played an outstanding second period. What were you guys pleased with?
Well, we're playing better. More energy. We're bigger, stronger, faster. We got to keep hammering the ball, and we got to play hard. I mean, last time we had a big lead on somebody at half, they came back on us. We can't let that happen again.
So the message is we got to start out nothing to nothing and keep going after those things that we were doing well, right?
Exactly right, Coach. You got it. You've been around it a long time.
It's not brain or not rocket science, is it? Thanks, Coach.
We'll see you, Coach.
Our thanks to assistant coach Steve Hawkins for giving us a few words at halftime, and Quincy does lead Sterling by 7 at the half. 32-25 is the score there. Meanwhile, the Silver Streaks girls at home, senior night at the GHS Fieldhouse, leading United Township 20-4 at the end of one quarter in that game. And we'll try to keep you posted as best as we can. Our thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to East Moline tonight. Want to remind you again about the lifetime warranty available at Galesburg Nissan on all qualifying vehicles of 50,000 miles or less, or 5 years or less. And you really just can't find a better deal. It covers the powertrain, as we've talked about before, really all of those things that if they go wrong cost a whole lot of money. Well, that's covered by the lifetime warranty, among a whole lot of other great advantages. With tonight, we're traveling in a 2017 Nissan Murano. We want to thank the folks at Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty, for providing our transportation to East Moline tonight. Well, now that you're back, I'll repeat the Rock Island Moline score at halftime. The Rocks are on top 50-28 over Moline at the half.
I guess in the year of unexpected things, that kind of stuff's going to happen. And I think that the scoreboard here has been affected with COVID because it's really struggling.
Well, we set our own clock up here because just we wanted to make sure we had an idea of about how long halftime was going, and even then I'm not sure we were really that close to it, and that's what's leading to a little bit of a delay to get things started here. They were working on it at the half. They shut the thing off. They were messing around with it. I think they restarted it. They're doing everything they can to try to get it to work correctly, and the way it shows right now on the scoreboard, everything looks good. 29-16 is the score. Silver Streaks on top. They got 8 minutes showing on the clock, but we may have lost the player numbers that show up on both sides of the scoreboard, but if we can at least get the clock to continue to work right, then we can do without the individual player numbers up there because we're keeping track of those ourselves. UT with the ball, down 13 to start the second half. On the left side, Malachi Trice. Skip pass to the outside. Three on the way, rims in and out. Trice with the offensive rebound on the weak side. Dumps it down low, shot up, won't go. Rebound, knocked away by Harden. Trice scrambles for it. Streaks dive out of bounds for it. UT will hang on to it. They got three shots at it there, I think.
Yeah, and that's one of the keys we talked about early. I was surprised that they didn't get to the glass more. That's a credit to our kids blocking out, checking out down here, boxing out. But that time there, they got three opportunities at it, and we certainly don't want that to happen.
On the inbound, Gideon up top to Rogers, who pulls it out to the outside. Now back to Gideon on the wing. Down low, right back to Malachi Trice they go. Steps to the basket and gets fouled. Well, they seem certainly intent on getting the ball to Malachi Trice here in the first 30 seconds of the second half.
And he's by far the biggest player on the floor at, what, 6'5", I believe it is. Six five is a senior.
Yep.
And he's going to have, the biggest height advantage over anybody out there.
First free throw rolls through. I mentioned in the first half that UT as a team has not shot free throws well. They come into this game at less than 50% as a team, 48, just over 48% on the season from the free throw line. Now, players can struggle that much, but to see a whole team, that's pretty alarming. And he comes away making one out of two. Price leaps up for the rebound. Galesburg by 12, first offensive possession of the second half for the Streaks. Dre and Alex Egyptiaco, Babers, Price, and Harden Same starting five to begin the third quarter. Harden down low. Price, the kick out up top. Dre looks left, picks up his dribble, looks over the defense. Bounce pass from Babers inside to Alex in the opening. The kick out, top of the arc. Dre misses a three. Harden gets a hand on the rebound, trying to avoid the tie-up. UT knocks it loose. Harden gets on the floor,
got a
gets
timeout.
The ball back, and the Streaks call timeout.
And that saved the possession there, that's for certain.
30-second timeout for the Silver Streaks. What a scramble. You got to love the effort to get those 50-50 balls.
And our guys do a great job. They get right down on the floor, get dirty here, and we secure our share of 50-50 balls. You know, that wasn't a timeout designed for any kind of strategic purposes or slow down momentum, but that may have come at a good time there. We were off to a little bit of a rocky start, and we certainly don't want to let them have an opportunity here to get right back into the ball game in a hurry. I know Coach Weber made those adjustments, and I'm sure he gave them a little bit of peace of his mind there, and they've come out inspired here to start the second period, the second half. We don't want to do anything to let a dangerous ball club like this back into the game in a hurry.
And by that rocky start, I'm assuming you're referring to the four shots at the basket on their first offensive possession at the other end
good,
of the floor.
Good opportunities and shots.
On the inlet, Babers. Baseline in the middle, Alex. To the outside, Dre. Now Harden. Little push off. Man falls down. Gets it to the inside. Alex drives. Ball knocked out of his hands. And the Streaks will hang on to it. So the Streaks use a timeout there. They're going to have the COVID break, the official timeout, coming up in a couple minutes. Want to start leaning into that idea about how you utilize those extra timeouts that come as part of the world that we're living in right now. Right now, Streaks get in on the inbound. Dre at the top of the arc. Left side over to Babers. Streaks trying to look over this zone and get back into the rhythm that they had in the second quarter. Alex, the kick out, now into the left corner. Price shoots from the wing and hits.
Good ball movement again. Good-looking shot. You'll take that wide-open three out of that rhythm and movement of the offense.
Biggest lead of the game for the Streaks at 15 now at 32-17, 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Up top, swinging around left side, Gideon. Just off the left elbow, working against Dre. Finds a screen, shoots from the top of the arc. Missed it. Scramble for the rebound. Egyptiaco traces it down. Dre's first rebound of the game. Now Price, a step back. Right corner this time. Hits again. And Eric has 19 for the game. And the Streaks lead by 20.
And again, the timeout came at a good time. One of those fortunate things.
And now Ryan Weber calls timeout with 5:47 to go in the third quarter. This will have to be a full timeout. He's used both of his 30. So, from a coaching standpoint, you're always going to take a free timeout if you can get them, and the teams get four of them throughout the game, one in each quarter. How do you think that benefits the players in addition to just the purpose of it, of just stopping, getting your breath, taking the water break?
I think that if nothing's going on that needs your attention in terms of some adjustment you need or you're stemming momentum, then you do it as almost just a review of things, not necessarily a reset. Review things you're trying to do offensively, review things you're trying to do defensively. You know, take a look at, you know, where you are with matchups and personnel. And if there's something that's going on in the game that you need to stem momentum, good. If you need to make an adjustment, now you have an opportunity to talk about those adjustments you need to make strategy-wise or personnel-wise. Or it could be a time that here's where we're going to put in our little wrinkle when they're unexpected.
Those inbounds plays sometimes are where you can really...
A quick hitter and get a basket.
Yep.
That basket may matter.
Take advantage of a matchup or something like that. Up top, Makai Johnson. Now to the right side, the shot by Rogers. Three goes in and out. There's Price with his eighth rebound of the game. I don't think there's any doubt who's our Dave's Auto Body crunch time of player of the game at this juncture. Here's a nice save under the basket. Alex kicks it out to Dre. Misses the three. DeMarco with the offensive rebound. Missed it. Came back to him. Spun in the lane, and he got called for traveling. And Ryan Hart can't believe it.
That's a tough call there. I thought he just
sure
got the rebound and went right back up with it. And a great, great effort there by DeMarco Harden. He's just been really, really, really important here in the second half of keeping possessions alive. By hitting the glass at 6'1 and 160 pounds all wet. He sticks his nose in there and gets after it. Just a really important cog on this ball club.
Uncharacteristic tough shooting night for DeMarco. He came into the game at 48% from the field on the season, but he's just one of seven tonight. But he's managed to do other things well and not let the offensive struggles get in his head so far. Streaks lead 35-17. Up top, the drive by Trice got caught in the air. turned it over. The steal by Dre and the reach grab foul from the backslide by Dasla Gideon. And it was going to be a run out. Could have been called for an intentional foul there. But the officials just call it a regular foul.
And I think that's a good decision. I only want to see that intentional foul on something truly intentional or,
yeah,
you know, there's a clear path to the basket unimpeded and you fouled, you know, with that intent.
So now we have the official timeout, 4:57 to go here. So it's the third timeout already in 3 minutes of this third quarter. Gaelsburg leading by 18, 35-17. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Homeownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Buy stuff cheap during the WGIL radio auction. Saturday morning, March 20th, starting at 7 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
4:57 to go in the third quarter at the Panther Den. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman, bringing to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball with our broadcast engineer, Will Stevenson. 35-17 is the Gaelsburg lead. Silver Streaks girls leading the Panthers at home on senior night for Gaelsburg. 32-15 at the half there. And Jack Rupert couldn't hardly get off a shot for the Quincy Blue Devils against the Streaks defense last night. In the game at Sterling, he's hit four straight three-pointers to open the second half tonight, and Quincy's opened up an 18-point lead over the Golden Warriors.
And as we talked and saw last night with Quincy, they're going to get better and better. That you saw signs of hope and some bright spots in that ballgame last night for them.
And they're getting it done against the Golden Warriors tonight. Quincy looking for its first win and a big second-half lead. Here the Silver Streaks also lead by 18. Price trying to make it 21. Shot falls off the rim. DeMarco with a rebound. Shot won't go down, but he got fouled, and he slaps his hands in frustration. He cannot get that ball to go through the rim tonight.
And again, a beast on the offensive glass to keep the possession going.
That's five rebounds tonight now. And the foul on Devontae Wright, his third. And the first free throw by DeMarco drops through. It's his third point of the night. 36-19 Silver Streaks.
And that's backbreaking on the opponent there as you continue to keep possessions alive on the offensive glass.
Second one up and in. Again, DeMarco doesn't let his shots not falling from the field interfere with his free throw shooting.
Super teammate, super guy you want on your ball club.
20-point lead for Gaelsburg, 37-17. Just about everything Coach Hart could have wanted for a road game against this team up to this point so far.
All systems go, no doubt about it.
Makai Johnson pulls it out from the left corner. Up top, Rogers. Leaves it off for Gideon. On the left wing, shoots the three. Short, rebound, Jeremiah Babers. Outlet pass, on the run. Dre catches, missed the layup. Price had a hand on the rebound, chases it down into the corner. He's got nine rebounds in the game now. Spins around his man. Drives baseline and then dribbled on the end line as he tried to avoid a charge, and that's the 10th Gaelsburg turnover.
And again, being able to get a rebound, one shot and done on the offensive end for UT, and then come down here and have a great opportunity, another opportunity, another opportunity, and just turned it over by stepping on the baseline here.
Streaks had that big second quarter to open up a 13-point halftime lead. They've outscored UT 8-1. Here in this third quarter, we've got under 4 minutes to go. Here's the dribble drive from the right side, the kick out. The three on the way by Vallejo, missed it. And on the weak side, a foul called, I think, against the Silver Streaks. Dre pulled down the rebound, but I think the foul might have been called away from the ball on Alex. And it was on Alex Egyptiaco, his second.
And UT just ice cold here.
Yeah, what do you got him?
0 for 6.
Okay, that's what I
had. 0 for 5 with the three-point shot.
And here's Eric with a steal on the inbound and then balancing along the baseline, turns and throws it off the leg of Rogers to preserve the Gaelsburg possession.
And I know Coach Weber would feel like that they're getting some good looks. They just can't get the ball to fall here, and that's frustrating.
So 20-point Gaelsburg lead, 3.5 minutes to go third quarter. And Silver Streaks with the ball coming off the Panther 12th turnover of the game. Dre out high, now in front of the UT scoring table. Picks up his dribble. Harden comes out to help out to the top of the arc. The kick into the right corner. Cohen Derry in for the first time. DeMarco down the lane. The kick into the left corner. Babers for three. Off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped out to Price. He's got a double-double now. Follow won't go. Rebound by Gideon. Out with it. Bounce pass into the front court. Rogers pulls up left wing three. Off the mark. Weak side rebound Trice. Pump fakes. Puts it up. That won't go down. Rebound chased down. And it's DeMarco Harden on the run for the streaks. Trying to go around his man. Leaves it off for Derry. And a blocking foul called as DeMarco altered his path to the basket just enough to avoid the direct contact with Makai Johnson. And Johnson picks up the foul. And the scoreboard shows that as his fourth.
Great body control there by DeMarco vertically there, laterally, as he got himself into position to where he didn't get pick up the charge there.
I do not have Makai Johnson with four fouls, so I don't know if that's another issue with the scoreboard or if I was giving other people fouls when I should have been giving them to him. Either way, DeMarco knocks down the first free throw. 38-17 is the Galesburg lead. Johnson has not come out of the game either. I've got to believe he does not have four fouls. Second free throw off the back iron.
My money's on you in this one.
Trice with a rebound. Gideon across midcourt. To the right side on the wing, Rogers. Up top, Trice swinging around to the left side, Gideon. 21-point Galesburg lead, 2:40 to go third quarter. Dribble inside the lane.
That's
cut off by Babers.
Defense.
Yep, Jeremiah cut off Johnson in the lane. Now the spin move out to the outside, and they call the travel on Malachi Trice. And I'm not sure that was a travel either, but they've been calling it all night long. So if it's a travel one way, it's got to be a travel the other way.
And in
right?
that possession, we stopped ball penetration. We covered up out of rotations. Didn't foul. Just everything you'd want in a defensive possession there, we did correctly. And that ball, he just threw that one up for grabs.
And the streak scrambled but can't get it back. Price got into a bad spot on the sideline, turned, had nobody to throw it to. 11th Galesburg turnover. 2:15 to go here in the second half in the third quarter. On the left side, Malachi Trice in the lane. The skip out to the right side through the hands of Gideon, but right to Rogers in front of the UT bench. Hands off to Gideon to lead the break, to lead the half-court offense here. On the right wing, Vallejo swinging around to the left side. Rogers on the wing, foul away from the ball. As I think it was Gideon who fell down in the lane, got knocked down. The official taking a good long look to make sure he's got the right number.
Babers.
Looks like. Yep.
I'm glad that Coach Bob and Coach Bill Morgan couldn't were not here to see that pass there of leaving your feet and nowhere to go there.
The one that Eric did
I'm glad that one. That may have blinded them. He's done a great job tonight, Eric has.
Price sits down with a minute 51 to go here in the third quarter. And now a hand check foul called on Caleb Meadows as a little head and shoulder fake by Gideon out on the right wing got Caleb to leave his feet just enough, and he gets called for the reach foul, his second. Minute 45 to go.
Want to continue to move our feet here defensively and not play with our hands.
On the outside, wide open Vallejo from the wing. Long, and the long rebound comes all the way back out to Trice for another shot at it. Three rebounds in the half for Malachi Trice. A drive by Gideon. He can't hit the shot from the low blocks. Now a scramble for the loose ball, and it comes out to Johnson for yet another chance for UT. Minute 15 to go, third quarter. Gideon dribbles all the way back out to the midcourt circle. Works his way to the left elbow. Up top to Johnson. Passes right side to Vallejo. Vallejo looking over the streak's man defense. Scoops it over. Crossover dribble by Johnson. Pull up free throw line and hits.
First basket
finally
of the quarter at under at about a minute mark.
Right at about the minute mark. Yep. Minute one is when UT got its first basket of the third quarter. 38-19 streaks. Babers. Hesitation dribble. Pull up inside the free throw line. And streaks answer quickly. Jeremiah's got nine to match his varsity career high, which he scored in three straight games now.
Little runner, floater, teardrop, whatever you want to call it. Nice touch, nice execution.
40-19 silver streaks by 21 with 34 seconds to go in the third quarter. Around his man in the drive and nobody to stop. Malachi Trice, who takes it all the way in for the layup.
And Meadows just got it right in the snaz there with a clear-out elbow there, an unintended, but, boy, it just knocked him back on his heels there for a second. He's going out of the ballgame.
And Malachi Trice looked really gassed on that, too. I mean, he got around his man and he went baseline. Boy, he heads to the seats, because there has been a lot of up-and-down play, not a whole lot of stoppages here in the third quarter.
And remember, there's been no conditioning level built up here by the ball clubs at this point, for the most part.
Price with a nice save of a tough pass by Dre Egyptiaco, who gets it to Price. Are they going to say out of bounds on the streaks?
And I think it looked like it hit Eric's hand on the way out of bounds.
Okay.
And again, we're a little sloppy here in this last minute, and these are things that we want to avoid. Finish the period in a strong way.
I was reading Ryan Weber's quote. They got off to a big lead against Geneseo, and then Geneseo's two big scores were in foul trouble. And despite that, they crept back into the game. And Ryan Weber's comment to the media was, you don't want to let the other team get to feeling good about themselves. Well, that's what Galesburg can't let UT do here right now. And a jump stop dribble drive by Rogers and a foul on the Silver Streaks and a hand check.
Because this is a dangerous ball club.
Yeah.
And if they can get the scoring hand a little bit going here and they can get right back into this ball club. We've certainly seen less.
DeMarco with a foul. The catch on the inbound at the free throw line. The shot underneath won't go by Gideon, but a foul by the Silver Streaks with 1 second showing on the clock, and Gideon will get two free throws. And I think they're going to get, they got DeMarco again. That's back-to-back fouls on Harden. And now 5 team fouls on the Silver Streaks in the half. Although the scoreboard shows 6. First free throw by Gideon, up and in.
And I think that'll be the message here at the quarter, that we're getting a little sloppy. We're losing our focus here. And I don't know here if Ryan, with a second to go, is going to look at something here maybe as a Hard to say what's going on here.
What an interesting time for a timeout. With one more free throw coming from Dasla Gideon and 1 second showing at the end of the third quarter with an 18-point lead.
Yeah, I don't know if he was trying to work on something, if a made free throw here, on what you can do with a second. I don't know. I know one thing. I'm not going to question anything he's done these last 2 years, because every button he's pushed has been brilliant. I mean, he has done a terrific job as the head basketball coach of the Silver Streaks in these 2 years. He's handled every situation without question in a super, super way.
33-2 record, 16-2 in the Western Big Six Conference, and defending conference champions.
So there's something here he had in mind here.
I'm very curious about this. We have to remember to ask him about this in the post game. So 1 second showing at the end of the third quarter. Dasla Gideon will get a free throw coming out of the Streaks full timeout. And the Panthers send 2 players back to midcourt with Price lurking in front of the Galesburg bench as Gideon hits the free throw. So Alex throws it down
toward
midcourt. There's Price wide open. Catches, shoots, off the rim, and they got what they wanted. And Eric just couldn't knock down the shot. It worked perfectly.
And that's what he was doing. He was working on a last-second game situation here. And that's exactly what he was doing there. And this is a good time to do it when you have a 17-point lead. So, again, he pulls all the right levers here. So, got a chance to lay. You don't normally get to do that in a game.
That's true.
You know, it's easy. When I say it's not easy to do in practice, but lots of stuff goes on in a game that makes that difficult to pull off. Here he got a chance to do it just like it was in the classroom here.
Quick timeout. Streaks lead by 17 heading to the fourth. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
What happened with Wentworth's collision repair? I told him you better call Dave's. Dave's Auto Body, but that repair looks like a Hollywood actor with bad Botox and a weird facelift. Dave's doesn't dink around with cheap knockoffs. They restore to factory specs, and his techs get continuing primo training. And Dave's lifetime warranty beats the boogers out of the wannabe Dave shops. Hey, kids, here comes Wentworth again.
Dave's Auto Body.
Now try not to stare.
You better call Dave.
Hey, Wentworth. Are you crying?
Don't you want to be a $100 winner like Todd Mines of Galesburg? Well, you can do that as well. Just get yourself signed up for our virtual WGIL button on our website, WGIL.com.
I have a headache by the time we leave here tonight with that darn buzzer over there.
They have some work to do with the electronic system here, don't they?
All right, Streaks with the ball to start the fourth quarter, leading at UT 40-23. DeMarco, pass fake, spin move, right side, bank shot, too strong. Coenderi with a rebound, put back over the rim. Weak side rebound underneath Trey Morney, who's checked into the game for the Panthers. Oh, boy, big opportunity for the Silver Streaks there. Couldn't finish off two decent looks at the basket. Up top, Gideon to the right side of the lane. Backs his way in, backs up Harden, travels, trying to go for the head and shoulder fake.
And again, as we said, we got a little complacent there in the latter part of the third period after the great start, had a chance to really extend our lead.
Oh.
We've got to recapture things, and that's a difficult thing to do, and we just turned it over.
Yep, tip in the backcourts. UT has done that a number of times here tonight. Quick hands creating some loose balls, and here's a three from the outside by Devontae Wright. It drops around and then falls through the rim, and suddenly they're down by just 14 now at 40-26. And a Streaks call a full timeout with 7:13, and Ryan Hart, you can see the frustration in his body language that the team is lapsing back into some of these things that you're just talking about.
Yeah, this is a timeout here where you're not very happy as a coach, and you let your players know it, and you challenge them here because, again, we've done something that's absolutely unacceptable as an athlete, has become complacent. You continue to compete no matter what, and you want to have a little bit of a killer instinct here, and you need to do that against a ball club like this that can get back in the game. They've not shown any signs of giving up. They've continued to work hard, and that's a reflection of the character of their coach here. So you need to play here in a very, very, very careful way here and continue to compete.
Well, it's that soft pass at midcourt that got deflected.
Nonchalant one.
Yep. That I think just about sent him into the ceiling. And UT will keep the trap on. Panthers have scored seven in a row, and now here's another bad pass picked off by the Panthers in the front court. And then coming back into the front court, they couldn't take advantage of it and double dribbled, and the Streaks get a break there. Big break. 15 Panther turnovers.
And that's one that they could have made it an 11-point ball game. And then you start to get a little bit, concerned.
Babers, hounded by a double team, gets the pass away to Price. UT feeling some momentum here, scoring seven in a row. Eric down the lane, between two defenders, and he can't finish off the shot. Driving to the basket, then Gideon with the rebound. Have to look at the number of shots the Streaks have missed here in a row, dating back to the third quarter when they were up 21. Backing his way in, Rogers stumbled and traveled. And again, a break for the Silver Streaks that UT cannot take advantage of it on offense.
Yeah, they've had a chance with the last two possessions here to get it into single digits, and they've turned it over.
They had the Silver Streaks 3 out of 10 in the third quarter, and I think they made their first two shots. So they would have finished 1 out of 8, and they've now missed 3 in a row to start the fourth quarter.
And committed a number of turnovers down the stretch as well.
And still lead by 14, but it doesn't feel like enough right now the way things are going. 6:10 to go in the ball game. A jumper up top for Harden off the rim. Rebound deflected out, and Alex chases it down. And an offensive rebound for the Silver Streaks gives them another chance.
A good inside pass there. Good find by Eric.
Yep, find DeMarco, who struggled tonight offensively. That stems the UT run, at least for the moment. 16-point Streaks lead. Dribble to the left side, and a push, I guess. Looked like Devontae Wright took a big old long step. And I guess they're going to call a reach-in on Alex instead, and that's the third on Egyptiaco.
Yeah, that foul there, if it came, didn't look like a foul, but if it came as a foul, he sure got bailed out there because he had nowhere to go there.
17 fouls on the Streaks. That'll put Devontae Wright at the free throw line. And he is the most effective free throw shooter for the Panthers this season, although he's been to the line only three times. 3 out of 3. 5:49 to go in the game. Silver Streaks lead by 16. First one up and rolls around and through. 4 points in the quarter, 6 for the game for Devontae Wright. 42-27 is the Galesburg lead. Takes his time, dribbles 3 times, spins it in his hands, puts it up, and off the front of the rim. DeMarco with a rebound. Harden has 7 rebounds. And UT trapping Harden up the near side, knocks it out of bounds. They're just all over the place. They're like mosquitoes at a picnic.
Yeah, they do not quit here.
No.
What a credit to them here.
Streaks break the trap, get it into the front court. Eric Price, left wing 3, hits.
Big basket there.
Price has 9.5, 22 for the game. 44-27. Streak's trying to build that lead back up again. Price's career high is 25. He's got a chance at matching or topping it tonight. Here's a quick three from the outside. Missed. Dre out of nowhere chases down the rebound. Now Price into the front court. Stops at the wing. 5:15 to play in the game. Alex to Dre. Down the lane. Scoops and got knocked to the deck. Foul and a reach in, I believe, against Gideon, his second. And Dre will go to the line shooting two.
You know, one of the things as I look down here, and I'm trying to read some faces a little bit, and that's hard to do with mask on, our guys are a little fatigued too. They've played a lot of minutes. Our bench has been a little shorter tonight. This has been an offense that's hard to guard man-to-man. You're going to spend a lot of energy.
Did Dre make the first one?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Off the back of the rim there.
So I'm off on my score sheet again, and I know where it is. Okay. Well, I didn't think he made it, but then I looked at the scoreboard. That didn't match my score, but I've had a tendency to not write down the score correctly a few times. I'm still out of practice, I feel like, even five games
into the year. Everybody's a little discombobulated.
19-point Galesburg lead as Egyptiaco makes second free throw. Under 5 minutes to play in the game, 46-27.
And you can see how difficult this is to guard spread out with that dribble drive offense.
Gideon with a catch and a release. Missed it. Good rebound by Harden. Outlet pass to Dre. Lost a handle on it, but he doesn't double dribble. Saves it on the end line. Turns, shoots, was open. Missed from 17 feet. Babers with a rebound. Cut off in the lane, skips it back out to Alex, and the streak
decision
will reset.
To reset.
19-point Galesburg lead, 4.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Here's a pull-up jumper, Harden from the left side, missed from 15 feet. Alex with another offensive rebound. The kick out to Dre, the drive, the shot with the right hand, and an offensive foul. You could just kind of see it coming, couldn't you?
Yeah, that situation there, you could see it. They were able to set the defense in terms of setting up a
official timeout. 4:15 to go in the game. 15th turnover on the offensive foul against Dre Egyptiaco. 46-27 Silver Streaks. 4:15 to play in the game. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
4:15 to play in the fourth quarter. Brad Benowitz, Steve Chase with you. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer of the Silver Streaks, coming out of the official timeout. It'll be UT ball. Meanwhile, the Silver Streaks girls, late in the third quarter, leading the Panthers at home, 49-23. Quincy boys got their first win of the season and won it big, too. I don't know that I guess I'm not surprised they beat Sterling. I am surprised they beat him by 32 tonight, though, 67-35.
And last night, reading Coach Douglas's comments and watching them, I think that it gave them a lot of confidence moving into tonight, that they were doing some things well, and tonight it all came together for them.
According to our friend Brock Hampshire at WGEM-TV, here's a missed jumper from the right side. Eric Price with another rebound. He's got a double-double. The outlet pass, the give to Dre driving in from the left side. He gets fouled, and he'll shoot two. But Brock Hampshire says the Blue Devils held Sterling to 18 points total in the final three quarters of the game. That's pretty good winning basketball right there.
Yeah, hard to lose there when you play defense like that and limit your opponent to 18 points over three periods.
Amarian Roberts with the foul, his first. Five team fouls on the Panthers. Just past the midpoint of quarter number four. Silver Streaks leading 46-27. Andre Egyptiaco back to the line where he made one of two just a moment ago. And we got a little bit of a delay. We got some blood on a jersey, maybe.
Yeah.
Looks like Malachi Trice is heading out to the locker room for a uniform change. So Darius Rogers comes back in to replace him. Tough night shooting the ball for Drea. We've talked about how DeMarco struggled to put the ball through the hoop tonight. Drea is as well as he misses the free throw. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Drea's just 1 out of 7 from the field tonight and now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Under 4 minutes to play, though, despite some struggles in some areas. He missed the second free throw. The Silver Streaks still lead by 19. On the right side, the fake by Johnson. Now to the right side and a hand check foul on the Silver Streaks. 9 team fouls, and this is frustrating for the Galesburg coaching staff as well. They have the continued stoppages of play.
Yeah, I see us right now. We're not moving our feet very well. We're showing some fatigue. That's a foul there that you're playing defense with your hands and arms and not your feet there, and that oftentimes is a fatigue foul there. So, but again, we don't want to stop the clock with fouls here. With a 19-point lead, a little over 3.5 minutes to go in the game, we want to keep the clock moving and continue to make them have to work to score.
Third foul of the game on Drea Gypsyako. He goes to the bench. Kylip Meadows replaces him. Das Lagadian hits the first free throw. 46-28, Galesburg by 18, 3:44 to go in the game. Streaks freshmen and sophomores both fell tonight. Varsity trying to preserve one win for the program.
46-29. Again, this allows them, Brad, to score points with no clock going off, no time going off the clock as well.
Silver Streaks girls again leading UT by nearly 30, winding down the third quarter at home. So Streaks girls in good shape. Boys trying to finish off a victory here on the road, their second road game of the season. On the left side, Babers. Head and shoulder fake. The skip pass, right side, right through the hands of Harden on the sideline. 16
and that was a good
turnover.
Possession. We moved the basketball. We used pass fakes. There was good rhythm to it. We weren't looking to get a quick shot off.
So Panthers down 17 with the ball. Trying to edge a little bit closer. Quick three left side by Roberts is well short. Harden pulls down his 8th rebound. Outlets to Eric with the run out at the other end and gets the layup. 5 in the quarter, 24 for the game for Price. 19-point Galesburg lead, 48-29. Under 3 to go in the game. Gideon is stripped. Babers at the other end in the lane, short on the shot. Rebound on the floor, chased down by Meadows. Down low, wide open Harden, and a good feed to DeMarco for the lay-in of the blocks.
Good find there. Picked up our intensity here on both ends here the last couple of possessions.
Just like that, back to a 21-point lead, matching the biggest of the night for the Streaks, and then a quick answer by Amarian Roberts at the other end. 50-31, Panthers call a timeout, a full timeout, with 2:33 to go in the game. Okay, put yourself in the UT huddle for me here, Coach. 2:33 to go in the game. You're down by 19. And you call a timeout after a basket because Coach Ryan Weber is trying to accomplish what here?
Well, I think what he's doing, he's stopping the clock so that he can set up his press. And then we set up the press. He's going to review again the things that we're trying to do and what they're trying to do and our tendencies, trying to get a steal off of a trap and a strip or intercept the pass. They've got to take every chance in the world at this point and then foul. And you're also talking about who to foul if you can. Down on the offensive end, with his dribble drive offense, you've got to get to the rim and hopefully get fouled and get a three-point play, or you don't get to the rim, you penetrate, and you got to be able to hit a three, which they've just struggled with all night here.
Yeah.
But you never know. Again, they have no give-up in them, and what better time than to start getting hot now. So that's the defense, offensive instructions to do everything you can to pull off one of those fantastic finishes.
And they do have one more foul to give also before they put the Streaks in the bonus. End of the third quarter at the Fieldhouse. Silver Streaks girls leading the Panthers 51-27 now. And late in the game, Rock Island still leading Moline by 13. About a minute to go there, 89-76 in favor of the Rocks.
Slugfest there.
Streaks get it into the front court easily. Price in the lane. Tried to go up with it and just lost the ball. Went straight up into the air and out of bounds.
And again, we've got to be in a situation where we're not in any hurry here.
Yeah. In the lane. Wow, dribble drive to the basket. Amarian Roberts finished off the shot with a foul and a three-point play.
I thought it could have been called for traveling there, it looked like.
I've been impressed by what this young man has done off the bench for them here tonight. Fourth foul of the game on DeMarco Harden.
And he's a sophomore, and he's going to have, you know, he's only going to get better here.
Running clock in the fourth quarter now in the girls' game. As both Jeff Lamb, our good friend, public address announcer, and Sean Hickey, our colleague from the football side, letting us know. Another bad pass, but somehow Price manages to hang on to it. Leaves his feet, gets it to Derry, and off his hands out of bounds. Six fourth quarter turnovers, 18 for the game for the Streaks.
I know Coach Hart wants to pull his hair out here.
With a minute 50 to go in the game, and that clock can't end fast enough. Even with a 16-point lead, there he is again, only this time Roberts gets to the basket, can't finish it off. But then it's Darius Rogers on the offensive rebound put back, and it's 50-36. Babers, Price, into the front court. Eric got away with a high dribble, gives it to DeMarco driving in from the left side, blocked out of bounds, and they said it's off DeMarco. And Ryan Hart, understandably, wants an explanation on that. I did not see it go off DeMarco myself.
Didn't
I
look like that either.
Thought we had a pretty good look at it.
Yep. Tough break there.
All right. Well, the Streaks call a timeout. They have one remaining with a minute 27 to go in the game.
Not the way you want to finish here.
Now,
you know, one of the things
that he's out hustled right now, really.
Yeah, and we're not making good decisions with, again, we have a lead, the clock's our ally. We seem to be the one playing with that sense of urgency. And, again, I know that's not the instructions there. That's where the players on the floor have to, again, understand the situation of the game and that veteran leadership we have here. Somebody's got to grab the bull by the horns there and have a little bit of a huddle there. And talk about that a little bit as well with some policing on the court there. We're just getting on our own road.
So it'll be Derry, Price, Harden, Babers, and Meadows for the Silver Streaks coming out of that Galesburg timeout. UT with the ball and a 14-point lead. Meadows with a run-up from the backcourt forces Gideon to pick up the ball and start the clock. Quick three from the outside off the front of the rim. Rebound batted around, and it's Meadows who comes up with it. Still in the backcourt, and now a foul on Rogers. Stops the clock. His first of the game. 16 foul on UT with a minute 15 to go. Well, they got the quick three from Makai Johnson, just hit the front of the rim. And Meadows was very active going after the rebound and coming out with it, trying to get into the front court, and now gets fouled immediately by Johnson. And that does put the Streaks into the bonus now. And Meadows at the line, 5 out of 9 on the season. With a minute 12 to go, and the Streaks will have to make free throws to really put this game away. And if they just knock down some free throws here on 2-3 opportunities, I would guess.
It'll be over with.
We'll be over with, for sure, yeah. So front end of the 1-1 for Kyleb here with a minute 12 to play. First one up and in and out, but Eric Price with a
rebound by Eric. Excellent job by Eric there to get on the glass and score that one.
52-36, so that's even better than a free throw as it turned out. And I don't know that maybe he didn't get away with a little push in the back to clear himself out. There's a miss on the other end by Roberts from three, and Meadows comes down with another rebound. He's got 5 in limited playing time, and now the Streaks find Harden underneath the basket, and Price overthrows his head by 2 feet. 19 turnovers.
Yeah, it's just a... yep. Hawk Harrelson doesn't talk sometimes when he used to broadcast when he didn't like something, so I'm not going to talk here.
Streaks with a steal. Eric with
a
run.
Good job, Eric.
And he takes it all away.
Good work.
He's got 28 for his career high tonight. 54-36.
He keeps trying to make things happen.
On the live ball turnover on the other end, and he took it all the way. Now Gideon on the left side, trying to shake Meadows on the outside. Pass to the right side. Quick three on the way. Good from Makai Johnson.
And that's their first one of the half. No, second one of the half. Second one of the quarter, but they've really struggled from the three-point line.
So Price with 28 tonight as Harden gets fouled in the backcourt. 28. So that gives him 9-17 for his career. So he passed. Well, he came into the game tied with Victor Davis. He passed Bo Shea in 23rd in the all-time score on the all-time scoring list, and has also passed the great Bumpy Nixon and has moved into 22nd on the all-time scoring list now as Harden misses the free throw. Devontae Wright with a rebound. Quick three at the other end off the front of the rim. Harden pulls down the rebound, and UT will not contest. And that's the end of the game, which wasn't a pretty finish. But the result on the scoreboard looks awfully, awfully nice. And I told Ryan Hart in the pregame, 5-0 sounds pretty good. That's exactly where the silver streaks are. Postgame show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Mr. Blowhard, we're reviewing Dave's Auto Body.
Well, if they won our Ultimate 10 Stars of Excellence Award, they better be good. Let me see their file.
Oh, they're very good, Mr. B.
Just how good?
Well, a lifetime warranty.
Impressive.
They teach other body shops how to do it right.
Really?
Over 40 years of excellence, plus rapid processing technology.
Huh?
You get your car back real fast.
Oh. Perfect every time, Mr. B.
People, we have a winner.
Dave's Auto Body.
10 Stars of Excellence.
You better call Dave.
He deserved 10 stars.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Hopkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By First United Methodist Church in downtown Galesburg. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Life isn't perfect, and you're not the only one who feels that way. I'm Pastor Vince Rohn of First United Methodist Church in Galesburg, where we believe church is more than just a place to go on Sunday. It's a place to encounter a God of hope and can be a place that is safe for processing questions, doubts, and the stresses of life. We'd love to have you join us on Sunday mornings at 9 or 10:30 for a different kind of worship. Let's journey together at First United Methodist Church of Galesburg. Find us at firstumcgalesburg.org.
Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy and a low of 21 tonight. Cloudy tomorrow with snow in the afternoon, 1 to 3 inches of accumulation, high 33. Maybe a little more snow before midnight tomorrow night, otherwise cloudy, a low of 25. Sunny Monday, a high of 37. Partly cloudy, low of 30 Monday night. Tuesday, sunny, a high of 42. Partly cloudy, 31 Tuesday night. Wednesday, sunshine and 38. Right now it's 24 degrees at WGIL.
The final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Ryan Hart. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show. Brought to you by Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory. Celebrating life's legacy. Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Silver Streaks win again on the road, this time 54-39 over United Township to go to 5-0 on the season. Panthers drop to 4-2, sets up an awfully big game Tuesday night with Rock Island coming to town, but not really concerned about that right now. Steve, I don't want to sound like a complainer, because, hey, we went on the road. Streaks had a terrific second quarter, had a pretty solid 6 minutes of the third quarter, and then the last 10 minutes. I don't want to look at the last 10 minutes and walk out of here feeling lousy. I mean, the Streaks won by 15 on the road in the Western Big Six Conference. So,
and did all the things tonight necessary to get that win like that.
Yeah.
You know, there were periods of time, and we've talked about that before, where we just we don't play well, and we don't play well for a variety of reasons. But we do plenty of good things in between that time and outside of that time that get the job done, where we play, you know, just top-notch basketball, where we create turnovers, we get runouts, we move the basketball, we get stops on defense, we limit the opponent to one shot, make them take bad shots. So we do plenty of good things. That just gives us something to continue to work on, and I certainly know Coach Hart will work on those things about making good decisions when you have a lead, especially late down the stretch. It's going to be a work in progress there. And as we've also talked about, sometimes you have to take the good with the bad. Our ball club's MO and its DNA is that we are aggressive. And when you are aggressive, sometimes you make mistakes when you don't want to make mistakes. So, but all in all, like you said, you get a 54-39 victory here at East Moline. You come out here very, very happy. And to credit, you know, Ryan Weber's ball club, they just struggled tonight, but they didn't give up. They kept working at it and fought to the very end there.
Coach Ryan Hart joining us now for our post-game coaches interview as the Silver Streaks. And, Coach, just to kind of clue you in on what we were just talking about, it wasn't a real good feeling at the end of the game, the way it was just kind of laboring toward the end. But Steve and I were just saying, we look up at the clock, a road game at United Township, always tough to win here. It's a 15-point victory. And so just where are you sort of in terms of how you're feeling about the game coming out of here at the end?
Well, we need to make sure we still clean up stuff at the end. I mean, we had turnovers at the end. We were driving to the rim for no reason, one on two. And then we weren't making our free throws when we got fouled. I mean, just little things like that that we talked about when we were done. Playing harder, smarter, longer. And that's one of the things, like we were talking about as coaches last night, once our mindset and our athleticism and physicality actually catch up with each other and are in sync, things are going to be pretty good.
I guess I'd ask you, I mean, here we are 5-0 after 2 weeks. What are things that you're really pleased with, and what are things, and I know we're just talking a little bit about what you want to work at, but what are some things that conceptually you want to work at? What are you doing well? What do you still want to, you know, get done a little bit better?
Well, nothing's perfect on any facet of the game. I mean, our defense looks good for a while, and then we're giving up dribble drives. We're cheating out, trying to get steals and leaving guys exposed. I mean, that stuff cannot happen, and we preached that the last couple of games too. Just don't, if you're not going to get a steal, don't go after it anymore. I mean, because a majority of them end up in fouls anyway. So we got to make sure we do that defensively. Offensively, we look pretty good moving the ball at times tonight, but it wasn't great yet again. And it's another thing we need to work on, because this is a zone league for all intent and purposes.
And, good point.
Well, and like cutting down on turnovers and making our free throws. Last night our free throws were actually pretty good. We made a couple adjustments with the guys at the free throw line, and then tonight it just seemed like it didn't work. So, I mean, back to the drawing board. But on like the free throws, just little simple adjustments, like scoot over half an inch, scoot back half an inch. I mean, nothing, they all can shoot the ball. So it's just find a rhythm when you're at the line and make your shots.
Let's talk about what went well there in the second quarter. You really got UT sped up. We've often talked about getting the other team to play faster than they're comfortable playing. We thought that was one of the things you were able to get going that got us that nice halftime lead there. What was the key to making that happen and get the game going at a pace you wanted?
Well, playing defense and having everybody in the correct defensive position. And then once we were and they took their shots, I mean, we did a pretty good job rebounding and then just getting out. And we even talked about that at halftime. We still didn't do a good enough job getting down the court, because we had guys kind of running to half court and then just kind of slowing down. We got everybody can handle the ball. Just get down to the block and then go out to the corner. Fill your lanes. Fill your spots and let the ball handlers do their job. If you're open, they'll give you the ball. Third quarter, fourth quarter, I think Marco got deep a couple times, maybe Cohen. But we've got to make sure that we are doing that all the time.
We saw something at the end of the third quarter. Yeah. We were talking about it. And my only thought was he's gonna set up something here to do a, you know, last second kind of play. And I thought, you know, when it's all said and done, it's brilliant, because you don't get to work on this stuff in a game. What were you doing there? And you're a mad scientist. You're an offensive guy. Offensive guys are mad scientists, trust me.
Well, and we'll just reset the situation for our listeners, just to remind them again.
1 second left,
They're shooting a free throw. We're ahead by 18 points, and you call timeout.
Yeah, and Marco comes over, and he says, there's only 1 second, Coach. I'm like, I realize that, but how many times do we get the chance to work on late-game situations? We can't work on stuff?
Right in a game.
Yeah, and he goes, good point. Good point.
I'm, like, I'm glad good. You agree.
Yeah, I'm glad you approve, Marco. Yeah. So I said, and we didn't even run it right. But he was wide open. I mean, it's just one of those deals. Like they're gonna pressure. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
I liked it. I don't know
how Eric got so wide open, but
they had two guys who were already fading.
I know.
Back.
I still wanted Cohen to go set the screen on that guy, which I mean, it didn't matter anyway because they just threw it over his head and Eric caught it 8 feet away from the rim. He actually probably could have took a dribble and laid it in because he had a second.
And the clock was having problems tonight anyway.
And we just basically wanted Alex to throw it down the middle of the lane and Eric just going behind everybody, catching it, laying it in right there and there. And, well, he had an 8-foot jumper. It didn't go in, but, I mean.
It was a good look.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was wide open. So, yes, the little things like that is stuff I like to work on. So it worked, and we didn't score, but.
That's what we were speculating it was. So
it's great. You don't get to do that in a game situation.
Well, and the ref looked at me like.
What are you doing?
It's fine.
Yeah.
All right, Coach. So strategy now. You got a big game. Rock Island handled Moline pretty well tonight from all sounds of things.
Yeah, Rockin came in. I said, all right, you check Twitter and see the Rock Island Moline score and see kind of where we're at. And we've kind of thought all along that, I mean, Rocky, talent-wise, is really good. And if they can put everything together, they're going to be hard to beat, and they can run some people out of the gym. So knowing when the schedule got set up, I don't know who set up the schedules. I mean, Coach Siegel had sent out a million schedules from September through February. So it's like
he's the professor.
Well, he is, and it's funny because the first one he sent out, everybody's responding and everything. By the time he got to the last one, like one or two people responded. It's like, are we even going to have a season?
Where you down?
So, but once it finally got all settled, kind of looked at it. All right. And not that we look at any individual thing, because I like to do one game at a time and just play that one and move on to the next day and then figure out what we're going to do the next game. So when we kind of looked ahead, it was Rocky at Rocky on the last game of the season. So it's like, all right, who set this up and why? And who knows? Maybe that's preseason predictions or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's okay. It'll be a good one Tuesday.
Yeah, we're looking forward to
it. Well, I hope so. But again, we have to make sure we play like we did against Moline that first half and kind of the way we did the second quarter here and just kind of like the third quarter against Quincy and just kind of put everything together.
You want some consistency.
Yes, we harp on them, consistency. Harder, longer. I mean, just get stuff done, mentally and physically.
Thanks for coming by,
Thanks,
Coach.
Coach.
Congratulations. Silver Streaks win it here tonight at United Township. Again, anytime you win on the road in the Western Big Six, it's a good win. 54-39. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at our post-game statistics, and give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball post-game coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Over.
Aren't the walkie-talkies a bit much? Hello?
You didn't say over.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. We want you to know that Bates Collision Center is still here and ready to help if you need us.
And for now, we're offering no contact estimates as well as free vehicle pickup and delivery.
We're doing everything we can to keep you protected and our team at Bates safely working to provide a factory perfect repair guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Tricia and Mark Thomas discuss why it truly is the greatest kindness to pre-plan for your family.
On top of the difficulty of just navigating the early days of grief, loved ones have to try to determine what the person they've just lost would have wanted.
It can be overwhelming, to say the least.
At Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory, we offer pre-planning services that will ease the burden on your family members in the wake of your passing.
Just because you pre-plan doesn't mean you have to prepay.
Plan today at Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg.
Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
See you, thank you. Silver Streaks winning here tonight, 54-39. Let's go to our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. This is easy here.
Easy one tonight, and deservedly so here tonight. Eric Price is our Dave's Auto Body
crunch time player of the game tonight. He made plays when they needed to be made. He made plays throughout the ball game, and he was just a horse inside, both defensively and offensively. And you know, was the best player on the floor here tonight. And so he gets it both for making plays at that crunch time, but also making plays throughout the night on both ends. Eric Price.
When we look back at the second quarter, when the Silver Streaks outscored United Township 19-7 to not really win the game, but really take command of the game, and then so in that second quarter, Eric had 13 points, all 13 of his first half points. Then in the third quarter, if there was any, I mean, we talked about UT coming out first possession, getting four shots at the basket down there. Ryan Hart didn't wait very long. We were only a minute into the third quarter. He's calling timeout because he doesn't like the energy that he's seeing.
Absolutely,
from his guys.
Great timeout.
Eric
Stop
knocks
that now.
Down a couple three-pointers in the third quarter to get that energy going again, and then all of a sudden the lead was 18 at that point. So, I mean, 19 points in about 9 minutes of game time for Eric tonight just really set the tone for the whole output.
And, Brad, that's where he sensed, I need to step up here as this veteran player that's had lots of success and do it right there. And he did, you know, big time there at the beginning of the third period.
One final timeout. We'll run through our final statistics when we come back from United Township on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
All remaining new 2020 models are priced to move during the 2020 model sell down happening now at Yim and Galesburg. Hey, it's a chilly day, but the deals are hot with Jesse J at Yim Chevrolet. Every new 2020 must go, like a new 2020 Ram 1500 0% for 72 months. And the new 2020 ProMaster, only $24,361. Or choose 0 for 60. So come in and get warmed up today with Jesse J at Yim Chevrolet and shop the 2020 model sell down.
With approved credit to Yim for details.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Final score from United Township. Silver Streaks boys move to 5-0 on the season, 54-39. Let's go to our postgame statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill.
Shooting-wise, neither team really shot the ball very well tonight. We were 20 out of 50 for 40%. 5 out of 15, three-point shooting percentage-wise, 33%. They were 14 out of 44 for 31, and the real killer for them tonight. And they had a lot of wide-open ones, just couldn't get them to go. They were 3 out of 25 beyond the arc for 12%. We out-rebounded them 39-21 with a big advantage there in the second half, 27 to 11. And turnover-wise, we committed 20 tonight. Again, way too many, and especially unforced at times when you didn't want to make them, when we sped the game up, when we didn't need to speed the game up, and they had 19. But again, as you said, overall, you get a 54-39 win at a tough place to play. You're pleased.
Free throw shooting, UT 8 of 11, Silver Streaks 9 out of 15. No one scored in double figures for the Panthers tonight. Dasla Gadian finished with 9, Darius Rogers 8, Amarian Roberts off the bench with 7, Devontae Wright had 6, Malachi Johnson with 5, Malachi Trice with 4, I'm sorry, Makai Johnson with 5, Malachi Trice with 4, and Davion Vallejo did not score. For the Silver Streaks, we already talked about Eric Price, career high 28 points, 12 rebounds, moved into 22nd place on the all-time scoring list for the Silver Streaks. Next up, no one else in double figures. DeMarco Harden and Jeremiah Babers each had 9. Remember, Babers had the first 7 points of the game. And DeMarco, 9 rebounds tonight, Steve. And I wanted to mention, you said UT had 21 rebounds. Price and DeMarco had 21 just between the two of them.
And really a good job, both of them. And DeMarco finding another way to contribute. His shot was off a little bit tonight. Mm-hmm. He's going to find all those little ways. He's a winner.
Alex Egyptiaco with 5. Dre Egyptiaco with 3. Silver Streaks didn't go very deep on the bench tonight. Caleb Meadows and Cohen Derry did not score for the Silver Streaks, although Caleb had 5 rebounds, three of those coming in the fourth quarter. So that was a good contribution for him without making any. Kyler didn't even take any shots tonight. So, again, find ways to contribute to your team's victory, even when you're not doing other things. All right. So, Silver Streaks with that big showdown with Rocky coming up on Tuesday night. I guess the only thing I can think at this point, Steve, is we can't commit 20 turnovers against Rocky and get away with it.
No, and again, as Coach Hart said, trying to find consistency, playing better, or to paraphrase him, better longer, or harder longer. I mean, just being able to play better and not get in your own way for the periods of time that we do.
Thank you, partner. We'll see you Tuesday.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. For Will, for Steve Cheeseman, I'm Brad Benowitz. Streaks win at 54-39. Good night from United Township.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.